Title, Water Drop Effects and Percussive Textures Intermediate. Alright, let's build some water drop effects that actually belong in a drum and bass mix. Not random drip sample pasted on top, but tight, transient forward little moments that push the groove forward. We're going to design a clean liquid drop, a darker metallic drip, then flip the whole thing into percussive textures by resampling and slicing. And by the end, you'll have a macro rack so you can perform and automate these like a real instrument. Before we touch anything, quick mindset check. Decide what role your drop is playing in the mix. You've basically got three jobs it can do. Job 1. Transient accent, like a rim or a hat. That means short, bright, and not much space. Job 2. Tonal ping, where it's almost a tiny melody. That means we care about tuning and resonance. Job 3. A space cue, like a micro transition. That one can be wetter, but we control it with sidechain and band limiting so it doesn't smear your drums. Keep that in mind as we design, because the exact same drop sound can feel perfect or completely wrong depending on which job you're giving it. Part A, the classic water drop one-shot using operator. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We're going for a really controllable, synth-built droplet. Set operator to an algorithm where oscillator B modulates oscillator A. Think of it as your audible body, and B as the brightness generator. Set oscillator to a sine wave at 0 dB. Set oscillator B to a sine as well, but turn its output level all the way down so you don't hear it directly. We're only using it as a modulator. Now set B's frequency somewhere around 2 times the bass frequency. Then bring up B's level somewhere in the 20 to 40 range. As you increase it, you'll hear more splashy brightness and more clicky glass vibes. For liquid, keep it controlled. For techier stuff, push it harder. Next, the whole illusion. The pitch envelope. Turn on pitch envelope for oscillator A. Set the amount somewhere between plus 24 and plus 48 semitones, and give it a decay in the 80 to 200 millisecond area. Attack at zero. When you play a note, you should hear that pew downward drop. That pitch fall is the droplet gesture. If you want it to feel more natural, slightly longer decay. If you want it more glitchy and synthetic, shorter and steeper. Now shape the amp envelope like a droplet. Fast attack, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release somewhere between 30 and 80 milliseconds. You want it to speak and get out of the way. Drum and bass is fast. Tails are expensive. Now add the wet click. Enable operator's noise. Use white noise. Then high pass it pretty hard, around 4 to 8 kHz. The noise envelope should be extremely short, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds of decay, and keep the noise level subtle. You want tick, not hiss. If you start noticing air more than impact, you've gone too far. At this point, play a few notes up and down the keyboard. And here's a teacher tip. Tuning matters more than realism. If your droplet has resonance, tune it to your track's root or fifth and it will instantly sound intentional. If it's mostly click, tuning doesn't matter much. Timing and brightness matter more. Now we process it into something mix-ready. Drop an EQ8 after operator. High pass it. Start around 120 Hz and move up until it stops fighting your kick and sub. Sometimes you'll end up as high as 250 if it's just ear candy. If you hear harshness, do a gentle dip somewhere in the 2 to 4 kHz range. Next, add corpus. This is one of the secret weapons for watery resonance. Start with a tube or a membrane style. Then tune corpus somewhere between 200 and 900 Hz. This is where you can match your key. Keep decay pretty short, maybe 0.3 to 1.2 seconds, and keep dry/wet low, around 10 to 35%. The goal is it feels like an object resonating, not it's now a ringing percussion instrument that dominates the bar. Then add hybrid reverb. Keep it tight, small room or plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut the reverb somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz to keep it classy and not fizzy. Finally, utility. If it's getting too wide, pull the width down to around 70 to 90%. Extra coaching move. Keep the wet part mono, spread only the tail. That's huge for DNB clarity. One way is to put a utility early in the chain and temporarily narrow the hit to almost mono, like 0 to 30% width, then let your reverb or delay be the wide part. You get punch, and you avoid that annoying stereo clutter around snares. Placement idea. A clean drop like this is perfect on the last 16th note before a snare, or right before a section change. Micro effects create momentum without adding drum clutter. Part B. turning droplets into percussive textures with resampling and slicing. Now we're going to treat your water drops like raw Foley material and turn them into a playable texture kit. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record yourself playing random variations for 10 to 30 seconds. Do single hits, little triplets, quick 16th rolls, and change pitch by playing different MIDI notes. Don't overthink it. You're creating a palette. Once you've got the audio recorded, right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Choose Transients. Ableton will chop it up and create a drum rock where each slice is a pad. Now we program a groove. Make a 2-bar clip at 174 BPM. Use mostly 16th notes but leave holes so it breathes. Add tiny triplet nudges. And don't be afraid to create call and response with your hats. For example, let hats dominate bars 1 and 2, then let the drip texture answer in bars 3 and 4. It's the same amount of energy, but it feels like arrangement, not layering. Then use groove pool. Pick a shuffle or MPC style swing. Keep it subtle. Groove amount 10 to 30%, timing around 50 to 70, and a bit of velocity influence, maybe 10 to 30. The idea is that it moves like percussion, not like a static loop. Timing trick that makes this feel real. Nudge some hits a few milliseconds late, like 2 to 12 milliseconds. Physical droplets tend to fall behind. If you nudge them early instead, it becomes more synthetic and glitchy, which is also cool just to decide which world you're in. Now processing for the percussive texture layer. On the drum rack bus, or on individual pads if you want control, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. This helps the drops sit with hats instead of poking out. Add auto filter. High pass between 200 and 600 Hz so it behaves like top percussion. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, so the hits ping a bit. For transient shaping using stock tools, add drum bus. Keep drive modest. Push transients up, like plus 5 to plus 25. Usually keep boom off for this. We're not trying to invent low end. Then for rhythmic ear candy, add echo. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback low, 10 to 30. High pass the delay so it stays airy, and keep dry slash wet low, maybe 5 to 20%. You want sprinkles, not a soup of repeats. Fast cleanup checklist when it's not sitting right. First, high pass until it stops fighting the kick and sub. Second, notch the loudest ring with EQ8, often a narrow peak. Third, gate or shorten the tail until it doesn't blur hats. Part C, the darker metallic drip for heavier DNB. Now we're going more FM and more attitude. Load another operator, or duplicate the first and modify it. Choose an algorithm where A is modulated by B, and B is modulated by C. Think of it as stacked FM for complexity. Set A to sine. Set B to sine, with frequency around 3 times and level around 35 to 60. Set C to sine, frequency around 7 times, level around 10 to 25. Then set pitch envelope amount between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones, with a decay around 60 to 140 milliseconds. This should feel more metallic, more techie drip than water droplet. Now the aggression chain. Add redux for a little grit. Keep it subtle. Downsample 2 to 8. Be careful with bit reduction. Too much gets fizzy and pulls attention away from your drums. Then saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass 150 to 300 Hz and notch any painful ring, often between 3 and 6 kHz. Monitor at low volume when hunting resonances. That's where harsh stuff reveals itself. Then gate, tighten the tail so it doesn't smear the groove. Short release, like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Use case. Layer these quietly under ghost snares, or place them as offbeat percussion to add menace without rewriting the pattern. Part D. Build the water drop FX rack with macros. This is where it becomes fun to automate. Put an audio effect rack after your drop chain and map macros. Macro 1. Drop length. Map to operator amp decay, or to a gate release if you're using gating. Macro 2. Splash brightness. Map to the noise level and maybe a high shelf EQ. Macro 3. Resonance tone. Map to corpus tune. Macro 4. Depth. Map to reverb dry slash wet. Macro 5. Grit. Map to saturator drive. Macro 6. Tightness, map to gate threshold or release. Macro 7, stereo, map to utility width. Macro 8, delay sprinkle, map to echo dry slash wet. Advanced teacher move, create two chains inside the rack. One clean chain that's tight and minimal, and one dirty chain with redux and heavy saturation. Band limited and gated. Then map a single macro called mood to crossfade between those chains. That gives you instant liquid to techie without rebuilding anything. Even more musical variation. Map velocity to physics. Harder hits can increase pitch envelope amount, increase noise transient level, and slightly increase corpus decay. Suddenly one MIDI pattern produces natural variation without you drawing automation everywhere. Arrangement upgrades to make this feel like real DNB punctuation. Use three recurring placements and rotate them. First, pre-snare, a quiet bright drop 1/32nd to 1/16th before the snare. Second, post-snare answer, 1/16th after snare, darker and shorter. Third, bar end marker, last eighth note of every fourth bar, slightly longer tail. If you rotate these rolls, you get movement without more stuff. And one of the best pro tricks, sidechain the effects return, not the source. Put hybrid reverb or echo on return tracks. Keep your dry hit consistent, but compress the return with sidechain from the snare or drum bus. The space breathes with a groove, and your transients stay punchy. Mini practice exercise. Make three drops. One clean liquid drop. Operator, corpus, tight reverb. One metallic dark drop. FM plus saturation. One noisy click drop. Short noise and a filter ping. Then resample 20 seconds of random hits, slice to a drum rack, and program a 2-bar rolling loop at 174. Keep drops mostly on off beats and pre-snare moments. Add swing, 10 to 25%, then arrange a 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 8, minimal punctuation. Bars 9 to 16, increase density and automate depth and grit so it evolves like proper ear candy. Your deliverable target is simple. If you mute the drops, you miss them. If you unmute them, they don't distract. That's the sweet spot. Quick recap to lock it in. Water drops and DNB work best as tight, transient forward micro effects and percussive textures. Operator gives you precision. Pitch envelope is the drop. Noise is the splash. FM is the metallic darkness. Corpus adds believable resonance. Hybrid reverb and echo add space, but keep them controlled. Resampling and slicing is the secret weapon for turning droplets into groove-friendly percussion. And macros plus automation make it evolve across a 16-bar phrase instead of repeating like a loop. When you're ready, pick a direction. Liquid, jungle, neuro, or minimal roller. And decide, natural droplets or synthetic glitch. That choice will tell you how tight to gate, how wide to go, and how dirty to push the rack.